here we are back for hour number two of the big show today, Tuesday, December 17th, 2019. Hope you're warm and safe wherever you are today. It's a little snowy, a little icy outside. Scott Spears along with you for the ride for another hour this morning. Don't forget today, we have Adam the computer guy today, 2 to 3 p.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4 to 5. And the pastor spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5 to 6. Sitting in this morning for another hour, 2 hours of guest co-hostship this morning, a week away from Christmas Eve, is Bailey Hunt. Bales is back for hour number two and feverishly writing this morning something.
Yeah, it's like a letter.
It's a letter now.
I guess.
You sound like you're not excited to write it.
No, I am. Actually, but it's kind of funny.
Why is it funny?
It just is.
You're making fun in the letter?
No.
No, because here's how this all started.
I'm making fun of myself.
Oh, well, that's easy to do.
Right. That,
I'll give you that.
It'll make you laugh.
It'll make me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hope so. I like to laugh. And when I'm around you, the only time I really laugh is when we talk about your halitosis, which I don't want to get into this hour. So.
That's really rude.
There you go again. Calling me rude. No, but this is what I tell people when it comes to Christmas cards. If you're going to get me a Christmas card, write something in it and not like a little one line, like give me something, because I will save your Christmas card and I will put it in a box. I have a box for Christmas cards that I like put with the Christmas stuff. And years from now, I might pull that out and I just don't want to see your name signed to it. I want to read something.
Right, that's what I'm trying to do.
Right, and but I feel like you're pressured to do this.
No, but the Christmas card, like, it doesn't have any space for me to write anything.
That's a big Christmas card.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just take your little note and I'll put it in there.
I could write it on the back.
I don't think you want to do that. But I'll take you. I'll take the note and I'll put it in there, and I will, in 20 years, I'll open up the Christmas card and the note will fall out and I'll say, "What's this?" And then I'll read the note, and I'll remember you, and I'll remember all the conversations we had about halitosis and things like that. And it'll be very interesting, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That sounded exciting.
Oh, I've realized that no matter which way you fold it, it's still correct.
It's like you're looking at a Rubik's Cube over there. You're totally stunned now.
I know.
Your attention's so totally gone.
It's so amusing. I don't know. I can't talk today.
Well, it's interesting because you gave me my Christmas gift, which I told you not to get me a Christmas gift.
Right, but I got you a Christmas
You did gift. During the break, and it's a globe. Like a, what kind of globe would you, it's not like a real globe.
It's a world globe.
It's a world globe, but it's not like one you would put in a classroom.
No, because it's not like a big giant one.
It's a gold globe.
Right, because you're golden.
I'm, oh.
Ooh,
look at you being nice in the Christmas spirit. But it's a globe that you saw, and why did you think I would like this?
Because we were out shopping one
day.
Now,
see, there you go again. I don't know, we've never been out shopping together.
Okay.
I don't know why you need to
lavish
up these stories.
Well, I was with one friend one day shopping, and they said that you wanted one of these for your desks.
But that I wanted it to rotate around to all the desks that I have. No, this was like weeks ago though. This was back before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I have a good memory sometimes if I want to remember stuff.
And you said I'm going to do this.
Right, and I just bought it on Sunday.
Well, that's very nice of you. I feel bad now though because I have no gift for you.
Oh, it's okay. I don't expect a gift.
Well, you don't have to expect a gift, but when somebody gives you a gift, as you said, you feel like you need to reciprocate in some way.
Oh, well, you don't have to. Please don't feel obligated.
But you still claim that I already have a gift for you.
No.
You did?
Oh, I did.
For a long time, you claimed this.
Right. But it's okay. Regardless, I don't care.
As I was saying in the first hour, I still have gifts to buy for people.
Right.
Even though all the gifts I already have are wrapped in under the tree.
I told you I'd go shopping with you. Help you buy stuff. I love to do that when it's not my money.
Well, I'll put that down in my book. We found out during the break that you still have people to buy for as well.
I do.
It's 7 days. But I think I'm going to, well, I don't know. I might do something today. I do have a little bit of time today because it's up in the air what my plans are going to be today at this point.
Right.
So it could be today because the next 3 days are a little rough. because tomorrow I have a Christmas party. On Thursday is the Christmas party here. By the way, listen, Thursday night, 7 to 9. Charlie will be here. Sean will be here. Terry will be here. I'll be here. Glenn Coble will be here. The Leshefsky family will be performing. Mike Wilson will be here. Linda Sims will be. It's going to be a big, big party Thursday night.
I know. I really wish I could be here.
It's the best party all year. I like this more than I like the anniversary party. And those are the two times that we get together every year. We get together in June for the anniversary, and we get together at Christmas for the Christmas party. And the Christmas party is so fun because the Leshefsky family sets up, they perform live music, and everybody's here. And we never all get together like that. And we're all here for like 3 hours, 1 hour off the air, 2 hours on. But we put it on the air. Santa Claus comes. It's really a thing.
So is it 7 to 9 or is it like 6 to 9 or is it like 7 to 10?
People start coming at 6. I get here at 6 because we set up the food and we set up the drink. And I want to make sure the Leshefskys are ready to go because they have some electric instruments. But people, the on-air version starts about a quarter after 7 and goes till 9.
Oh.
But really, people don't leave till, it's probably closer to 10. Plus, we're at the new location this year. We just moved here in August. Oh. So we'll be downtown, and we have better parking, and all the lights downtown, and the snowflakes, and the wreaths. It's just going to be a great time Thursday night.
Well, that's good. Yeah, if my son's Christmas program wasn't at the same time, then I'd be here.
So what time is the Christmas program?
At 7.
Right at 7. Runs it right up. So you won't even be able to listen to the Christmas thing.
No.
But you might be able to, because I don't think a child's program like that runs 2 hours.
You'd be surprised.
Really? 2 hours, you think?
They have a little manger set, which I think is really cool because, you know, a lot of schools don't do that still.
No, that's nice. Yeah. I think you got to do what you got to do. So that, plus that, there might be other guests on Thursday night. Not just Santa Claus. Santa will be here.
Okay.
But we have other people. I can't announce that yet, but other people will be here. And
well, if I get done in time, I'll stop by. Maybe.
It's a little iffy, huh?
Well, it depends on what time I get done. Because after he's done, then I have to go to his classroom.
You'll have fun. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
You're not... Well, you are missing something, but I can't say you're not missing something because it will be fun. But it's no big deal.
Right.
You'll be able to listen to it.
Then I get to do it all again on Friday for Austin's program.
Oh, and then Friday, I think I'm having the office Christmas party at school.
Oh, okay.
So I've got like a few. So my shopping thing is like today. I guess I do have Saturday, Sunday. No, I don't have Saturday. Saturday I got plans. I have Sunday. Well, you know, I keep forgetting that Christmas Eve is not at the start of next week. So I do have Monday. I have Monday next week too. And I won't be in school on Monday either. So Sunday and Monday.
You'll kind of have like all day pretty much after
the radio. Right, on Monday. And Monday I'll probably leave here early because the day before Christmas Eve, there's not a lot going on.
Right. I think I'm making cookies that day with my mom.
That'll be fun.
And kids.
We've talked a lot about making cookies on the air here.
Right.
So what time, what kind are you going to, you listen every morning. What have you thought about our cookie making conversations?
It makes me want to bake. Actually, I was listening yesterday and you were talking about all the baking stuff. And that's when I messaged my mom. I was like, Mom, do you want to come over and make cookies?
Well, we've talked about no-bake cookies.
Ooh, my mom can make those.
No-bake cookies. But we learned yesterday that it's all about the boiling and the sugar.
I'll ask my mom to make some, and then I'll bring some on Christmas Eve.
You're being, like, exceedingly nice to me. You have gotten me a Christmas gift. You've already given it to me. You bought brownies this morning that you're re-gifting from somebody else to give to me.
Technically, I'm the only one that ate the brownies.
So far.
You didn't eat one.
No, I didn't eat. I was busy during the break. And did you eat them all?
No.
Okay.
There's still three.
Then now you're talking about baking cookies. For me, for the... What's with you?
I'm in the Christmas spirit.
But normally you're rude and obnoxious and...
and annoying.
And annoying and difficult to be around and the whole spiel.
That's funny. I was listening to one of our shows the other day, and I texted my friend, and I was like, why didn't you tell me my voice was annoying?
Well, I didn't want to tell you that.
And they said, I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Oh, there you go.
And I was like, oh, that's... Thanks.
Nobody likes the sound of their voice. People who have been in radio for years and years and years will tell you they don't like the sound of their voice.
Yeah. I don't.
Because nobody sounds like what they think they sound like.
I know. It's not cool.
I've just learned to block it out.
Right.
When my voice comes on, I just block it out.
So you only hear like half of our conversation?
Yeah, because I don't... When I first heard it, I remember a few years ago when I first started in radio, the first time I was in the car and my voice came on. Because back then I was just doing news and weather and I was doing interviews, but that was not the big thing. But the weather reports were on constantly.
Right.
They were on like four times an hour. And I was in the car and I wasn't even listening to, because when I first started, I worked in a place where there were four radio stations.
Okay.
There were three FM and one AM. So I did the weather reports for all the stations, though. So if you listen to any of the FM stations, you would also get my weather report. And I remember being in the car one day and the weather report came on. And I had listened to that station quite a bit. It was a music station. And the person came on doing the weather report. And I thought, who is that person? That is so strange. That's not the normal person who does the weather. That's an interesting voice. And then I realized it was me. I mean, really, that's how detached you get from it.
Yeah. Do you see how chapped my lips are?
You are. You look a mess today.
Oh, it hurts so bad. They're so cracked and just, ugh.
Really?
Yeah.
It hurts. Why is that on your mind?
Because...
When I was telling... What in the world? How could you even draw that back to the story I was telling?
Because the weather has made my lips chapped.
Well, I'm sorry.
So... Little weather person, I'm going to need you to change it.
Well, I'm not the weather person anymore. So I graduated up from that at some point.
I'm going to need you to talk to the weather person and tell them that I'm going to need some heat.
You know, I was dry this morning as far as chapped lips and probably because of the heat last night. I think the heat was on, even though I never mess with my thermostat, because it got colder last night,
yeah.
I think more heat came out.
Yeah, I don't know. My house was cold.
Did you have the heat on?
Yeah.
So why was it cold?
Well, so we don't really have like a furnace. We just have these little...
What do you do, blow on each other?
No.
All that hot air?
No, I have an electric fireplace in my living room. But I have these heaters that are on the wall. I don't know, it's so weird. Like they're gas heaters, but they're like mounted on the wall. So I don't really know what they are.
You don't turn them on?
No, I do.
So did it heat your house last night?
Yeah, but in the one room, it doesn't have a guard on it. And so the fire shoots out when it turns on. And it makes me nervous.
Shouldn't you tell your landlord about this?
Yeah, they know.
And they don't care.
They're putting a furnace in April.
Well, that's good. This house doesn't have a furnace.
No, or an air conditioner.
Did Abraham Lincoln live in this house?
I don't know.
It's Abraham Lincoln's old place.
They're putting a furnace and an air conditioner in April.
Boy, I bet you feel just like Jed Clampett.
Who's that?
From the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh.
You're going to have like a new furnace and, you know, cool air blowing in your face. Oh, man. How will you ever learn to live with all that?
I don't know.
All these modern day appliances
right. That
we have up here in the north that you don't have.
My dishwasher's leaking now. Last week, my dryer went out. This week, so I told my cousin, because she lives with me, I said, let's just wash dishes by hand for a while. So, you know, because everything's breaking at once, and I'm not trying to.
Some people are like that. They would rather wash them by hand. I had a grandmother who would not use a dishwasher. She did not believe it got the dishes clean.
Yeah.
But I don't think she liked washing dishes either.
No, I don't really mind.
She would do it every day, though. She lived alone at that point, and she would just wash them once a day.
Yeah. I don't really mind. Whenever my grandma comes to visit, though, she does my dishes.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. So.
I always had a good relationship with my grandparents. They all lived, I was in my, probably, well, I was in my 30s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I got to know them all really well.
Isn't your one grandpa still here?
He's still here.
Yep. My grandparents are. They're still here.
Well, none of my grandparents had terrible illnesses. None of them.
Oh, that's good.
None of them. You know, this is knock on wood, because anything can happen, but none of them had cancer. None of them had strokes. None of them had heart attacks. None of them had anything.
Yeah. My grandma's had breast cancer like twice.
That's a scary thing.
Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't have it now.
That's good.
Yeah.
How old a lady is she?
Oh, let's see. She'll be 76 on Christmas Day, I believe.
Well, that's not too bad.
No. She still watches my kids half the time, so.
My grandparents are all older than that, and we're all older than that.
Yeah. She's still good.
Well, today you can live forever.
Yeah.
You know, you can do what you got to do and move around, and I think there's a trick to a little bit of exercise in there. You've got to stay somewhat active.
Yeah.
So what cookies are on the agenda for the big Christmas cookie baking party on Monday at your place?
Well, we'll do peanut butter cookies for sure with the Hershey Kisses in the middle. And then sugar cookies for Santa, you know. And then probably I'll make some no-bake cookies for you. Well, my mom will. I will not.
See, I did not say you had to bake no-bake cookies for me.
Well, I know.
You always put this on.
Those are my mom's favorites.
Okay.
So, it'll be for her, too. Yep.
You always put this on me like I am forcing you into things.
Probably some chocolate chip cookies. Really, anything.
I still have got to figure out what those cookies are that my mother used to make, that my grandmother made, that I have no idea what the name of them are. They're the little Toll House crackers.
Okay.
And then you take some kind of concoction. I think it's Karo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sweet. And you must add sugar or something to it. And you dump that over top of them. And then there's a chocolate chips in it. Somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they're made. I don't know what they are.
I've never heard of that before.
They're very good.
Yeah.
Very good. So that's a big holiday thing. I don't know if she's made any this year.
Why don't you ask her?
Who?
Your mom.
Well, I haven't talked to my mom in a little bit.
That's not nice.
Why is that?
I talk to my mom every day.
That's nice.
Yeah.
A lot of people talk to their parents every day. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. I do. I mean, well, I talk to my mom every day. I don't always talk to my dad.
I don't. I'm trying to think of the last time I talked to my mom. It's been a few days.
Yeah.
Maybe a week. Maybe a couple weeks.
I see my mom every day, though, because I work with her.
Oh, I couldn't tell you the last time I saw my mom. That's been a while. Uh-oh. We're getting a call here. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, folks. I thought I would let you know I was listening today.
Yes.
With my gas furnace fired up.
No flames are coming out of it, are they?
Not too many. As you can see, I'm still living and still at 98.6. I didn't... My process of elimination, is Bailey your partner in crime today?
She is.
I wasn't sure. I know she's kind of new and a bright star in the Marion broadcasting realm. So we welcome you to the Marion airwaves, Bailey.
Well, thank you.
Someone who's probably three times your age. I was kind of in the business and I got out of it. And, you know, it's kind of like crack, so I got back into it. But it's a good addiction, so.
I love it.
How do you like being the co-host of The Interviewer to the Stars, the same person who interviews Ed Asner and Famous Amos?
Oh, I love it. It's nice.
It's pretty much, whom doesn't he interview? I have to think of whom he hasn't talked to. So you have a future in broadcasting, Bailey? Is that kind of a career aspiration? What's your plans down the road there?
Well, I mean, I hope. Maybe.
Do you remember your namesake Bailey Quarters from WKRP? Did you ever watch? I'm not sure you watched that show when it was on run, but she kind of reminds me of yourself in that she was ambitious. I'm not sure if you agree.
Ditzy? Ditzy?
Ambitious and didn't really get a lot of chance, but people like Andy, the program director, believed in her, and she was given a chance to do some news programming. And, of course, Les Nessman, who was very possessive of his job, was jealous and didn't really want her doing anything.
Right,
so
no, I've never
seen
that.
That's a common name for ambitious young females in broadcasting who can, the sky's the limit. And, you know, especially when you're on with the Interviewer to the Stars, I mean, you can't possibly go wrong with that.
Well, thank you.
That kind of appearance. Scott, did you know whose birthday it is today? We have a kind of our regional semi-celebrity celebrating a milestone today. Did you know who that was?
I did not know that. Whose birthday is it?
Well, it's our official presidentologist, you know, one of my co-hosts. It is his birthday today.
Oh, how old is he today?
He is 75 years old.
75 years old.
You know, he's older than Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton. Not quite as old as the hair sniffer or Mr. Sanders, but, you know, getting up there.
Well, God bless him. Tell him happy birthday.
Yeah, I already did. He ages very well. A lot of people don't realize he's that old. You know, I guess broadcasting has revitalized him, and what he's done just to open up the dialogue at this great radio station, I think it's been a pretty good thing. So, Bailey, as you may know, I'm also in the property management business, so I just was kind of interested about your apartment or your room and your rental arrangement. So you don't have a heater or furnace at all. Were they going to change that, or is that just something that you kind of have to live with in your tenure as a tenant there?
Oh, no. I mean, they have, like, these heaters mounted to the wall, but they are putting a furnace in.
Okay, because I was interested. You know, you take an interest in HVAC and that kind of thing when you're in the business, and that was kind of intriguing. But it's regional. When I worked full-time in radio, when I was probably about your age, I lived way up in northern New York. Literally, the closest major city was Ottawa, Ontario. We would, back before they raised the drinking age and it had the VAT, we used to go to the Canadian, go across the border to buy alcohol and stuff. Things have changed a bit. There's a VAT, and of course, a tighter border crossing regulations. But it was kind of a rite of passage when you came of age in northern New York, or they called the North Country. So I actually lived in a trailer when I worked at a station at Tupper Lake, which is kind of near Lake Placid. That's how far it is, actually north of the Adirondacks. And I had kerosene heat. So I had a kerosene heater in my house trailer. And you don't really see that here. Heating is interesting. It's so regional. And, you know, back in the olden days, even before I was even born, you had wood-burning stoves and fireplaces and stuff, so... But as long as you're staying warm, that's good. But, you know, I would think that just being on the air and having interesting or annoying people like myself call in and listening to the people that other people that call the station or that come into the studio, that will certainly provide the warmth associated with the kind human nature. And hopefully that'll help you along. And, you know, it's a little wintry outside, but that's part of the fun of being in Ohio. You do get four seasons.
Absolutely.
You get four seasons in the North Country also. It's just a little more harsh in the winter. Some people say there's two seasons, winter and July, but honestly, I didn't think it was that bad. It kind of gets a bad rap because it isn't a bad area.
No, you're right. Well, it's so good to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem, Scott. I'm sorry I rambled a little bit.
No.
Welcome Bailey to our airwaves. And if you don't watch WKRP, you may want to check out the character Bailey, because I think she reminds me a little bit of you, and I think you have a bright future in the airwaves in Marion and in Virons. You have a good show, folks, and stay warm.
Take care. Bye bye. Well, you know, it's interesting because recently I told a story. I think it was yesterday. Days all run together on this show about the Facts of Life and somebody getting their name from an episode of the Facts of Life.
Yeah, that's me.
That was you.
Yeah.
That still blows my mind in a way, because did you hear me tell the story yesterday?
I did.
I thought I told it very well.
Yeah, I was sitting at my desk listening.
Yeah, but I never said your name.
No.
So I didn't say that.
But
it was
I knew who you were talking about.
You knew.
Because I told you the story.
Right, but what's so weird about that is that I had made fun for a long time that you were named for George Bailey.
Right.
In the It's a Wonderful Life movie.
And I'm not.
But you are named for a Christmas thing.
Right.
Which is so weird.
I never knew that, though. I knew that I was named from a character of the Facts of Life, but I never knew that it was a Christmas.
But that's so weird because, like I said, for like 15 years, I've watched that episode. It's like 26 minutes long. usually during the holidays, because it is a really good episode of that show. Now, that show didn't always have good episodes, but that was a good Christmas episode.
You know, I actually looked that up last night to see if I could, like, find it on Netflix or Hulu or anything that I have, but I could not.
The Facts of Life's not on Hulu?
No.
Oh, that's sad.
I should really look on my Prime, my Amazon Prime Video.
But what's weird about it is that the character who you're named for was not a regular character. It was just that one episode.
Right.
And it's like a throwaway line at the end because the mother has the baby, and the mother wasn't even a regular character. And then they named the character Bailey after the grandfather.
Right. Well, you know.
And that's it.
Well, you know, you love my name.
I do. I have to admit, that's the one thing I like about you is your name.
Right. So maybe that's why my mom, you know, she heard the name and she's like, oh, I love that name.
It stuck with her.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good name. I like the name Bailey.
I like my name.
I always said if I ever had to name somebody, I would name them Bailey.
Though, you know, growing up, I don't know if I just mumbled or if people just couldn't understand me. But when
I still can't.
When people would ask me my name, well, for instance, I was at the swimming pool one time and this lady had asked me my name and I was like, it's Bailey. And she was like, Maylee? I was like, Maylee. Yeah, I was like, what?
Get a lot of Maylees.
Yeah. You know, I have a friend, though, that named her daughter after me.
Bailey.
No, it's not Bailey. It's Zaylee. But she got the name. Like, she loved my name, but she didn't want to name her daughter Bailey because she said she didn't know how I'd react to that, which I wouldn't have cared. But so she named her Zaylee.
Well, see, I've thought about this. If I ever have children, I might name them Bailey, but I would not be naming them after you.
Right.
Just because I like the name. I would
be
using them.
It could be off the grandpa of the Facts of Life.
It would be off the grandpa. It would be from the grandpa of the Facts of Life, and that's where I got that name. For a long time, I thought if I ever had a kid, because at one point, I think I was going to have a kid, and I thought I'd name it Bergen. I like the name Bergen for some reason.
Bergen?
Yeah, I heard that somewhere, and I thought, that's an interesting name.
Yeah, I don't, like, I like, which is funny because my kids really don't have unique names, but I like unique names. Austin is the only name that my ex-husband and I could agree on. So,
well, then for a long time, the discussion was if it's a girl, it would be Lily.
Oh, I have a little cousin named Lily.
I like the name Lily.
Yeah.
Lily's a good name. Bergen was a kind of a boy or a girl name.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was it.
Yeah. Caden, I was going to name him Brooklyn if he was a girl.
Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Like Brooklyn, New York?
Yeah.
So I kind like of a roughneck girl.
Right. But he is a boy. So he got the name Caden.
So it all turned out okay.
Yeah.
And what a happy ending it was.
Yeah. And I didn't have to ask anybody to, you know, agree with me on a name for him. It was nice.
That's good.
I just got to choose.
So with 7 days left till Christmas Eve, what do you like best about this time of year?
I like how excited my kids are. Like, for instance, their elf, you know, they have a little elf named Snow Elf, and they woke up yesterday, every morning they wake up to find the elf, and yesterday morning, do you know what the dance is, the floss?
Yes.
Okay, so, yesterday morning, he was wrapped around, like, there was floss all around him, and he was like, is this how you do the floss? Which was funny. And then today, he's in the candy bowl, and he has chocolate all over his face.
This is the elf on a shelf.
Yes.
When did that become a thing? It's been a thing for a while now.
Yeah, we got ours back in 2016, I believe.
Well, I remember the first time I saw it around my house was like 2013. So I know it's been around that long, but that's the first time I really ever saw that.
Right. Yeah.
So only about 7 years.
Yeah. It's nice, though.
But I will tell you, people do not want to miss the big Christmas party here Thursday night, 7 to 9.
Yeah.
I hope our caller comes.
I'm missing it, but
I should have mentioned that when he called. He's listening. Come to the party Thursday night, 7 to 9. It's going to be a lot. Big fun.
He probably doesn't want to come because I'm not going to be here.
Well, that's a good reason to come. That's why I'm coming.
Right.
Because you're not going to be here.
Right.
But the whole group will be here, and it'll be on the air. We'll have the Leshesky family.
I might make a special appearance.
Maybe.
Depends on what you're
doing. I doubt it, but it'll be fun.
Yeah.
We're going to have Linda and Charlie and Sean and Terry and the Leszewski family and Glenn and Mike and the whole group, the whole kit and caboodle on Thursday night, 7 to 9. Oh, maybe this is that person to let us know they will be there.
Maybe.
Maybe. Go ahead.
Sorry, it's your caller again.
No, go. I enjoy a good call.
It's this Thursday, 7 to 9?
This Thursday, the 19th.
Okay, that's at the new location, which I keep forgetting, but you'll email that to me.
I'll send that over to you.
Do I have to get you a present, or do I have to dress up as Santa? What kind of annoying Christmas tradition do I have to partake in? Because I'm not a big Christmas person.
Well, I know you don't care for Christmas. That's why I've never brought it up, but certainly I don't want to leave anybody out.
Okay, so 7 to 9. Okay. I was snooping on you, Bailey, and you'll see a friend request, but interestingly, seem to have lost your accent. You're from Alabama. You don't sound like you're from Alabama. Is that just a radio voice, or did you eschew the accent, or what's up with
If you were here, you would notice the Alabama.
Yeah,
but I mean, people in Alabama, you can tell the voice. I mean, there's even a Southern Ohio accent, but when you're, you know, I haven't heard her say y'all or I'm fixing to once. So, is it a radio persona like Richard Dawson? As you probably know, Richard Dawson was British, but you never know it. He didn't use the accent. And then Mr. Bentley on the Jeffersons was not British, and he sounded British. So we have people, professional voices who add or subtract an accent. I was just kind of intrigued that you not only don't have an accent, Bailey, you don't even use southern colloquialisms. You know, I'm fixing to is a common one. So
right.
I was kind of intrigued by that as a wordsmith and aficionado of dialect and speech patterns. That was one of the first things that I noticed.
If I get excited, I do. or okay, start talking fast.
I used to talk like a New Yorker, but I have to fake it now because I lost the accent.
Right. So, I've been here 9 years, though, so that might be why.
Yeah, I guess, well, you're fixing to fix the accent because that's one of the things that I noticed. Okay, that's all I had for you folks, and I guess I will drag myself to the Christmas party. 7 to 9 Thursday.
7 to 9 Thursday.
I'm sure I can find a way to deposit myself at that event.
All right. Well, good to hear from you, and I'll see you Thursday.
All right. See you guys later.
Bye bye. Now, don't forget later on today the Adam the Computer Guy show 2 to 3, Voice of a People with Linda Sims 4 to 5, and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker 5 to 6. It's going to be big fun. Now we've got another person at the Christmas party. The whole kit and caboodle.
That's gonna be fun.
It is gonna be a fun. It's so. Oh, and I think. Well, there are some special guests. Like I said, I don't want to say who to give the. Well, because it's not totally confirmed yet.
Right.
So I have to wait for a total confirmation. But if you listen to this show tomorrow or Thursday morning, you might hear the confirmation.
Well, I'll be listening.
You'll be listening.
Yep.
Fixing to listen.
Fixing to listen.
Fixing to listen on Wednesday.
I'm fixing to listen to y'all.
Oh, isn't that going to be something? It's the Southern Christmas. It's the down-home Cajun Christmas.
Well, that's not necessarily Southern.
Cajun is Southern.
Yeah, but that's like Louisiana, Southern Mississippi, not like Alabama.
Anything south of Kentucky to me is South. Southern.
Well, yeah, but Cajun and Southern is different.
I like being in the Midwest, though. We've got our own little thing going on here in the Midwest. We're not the East Coast. We're not the West Coast. We're not the South. We're the Midwest.
Yeah. I mean,
we've got our own little colloquialisms and sayings and ways to do things.
Like ope.
Ope? What's ope?
I don't know, but I see it on Facebook all the time.
Is it like oatmeal?
No.
Oatmeal?
Like, ope. Didn't mean to do that. Ope. I guess, I don't know.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, I'll
maybe
have
it's
to find
your
it.
Friends. Ope.
Yeah. I know exactly who's posted it too, so that means I can.
Well, maybe it's just them and they don't know what they're doing.
It's my cousin.
Is your cousin from Alabama?
No.
Where's she from?
She grew up here.
Well, I don't know about ope. Now, a lot of people do like Simpsons things like dough.
Dough?
Dough.
You know, I was talking really fast one time and I was like, for real dough? And the person.
What
that
did you mean to say?
Though.
Though.
For real, though. And I was like, for real, though. And they were like, what?
Dough.
Oh,
for real,
so
dough.
Funny. Yeah, it was a good day.
So as Christmas approaches, your kids are getting excited, you're getting excited. It's a big time of year.
Yeah. And now I know that my kids could possibly be listening, so I can't even give away what Santa's bringing any of them.
Well, it's kind of cool that they're listening.
Yeah. Two of them.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
There's only two, isn't there?
No, there's three.
Oh, that's right. There is three. Yeah. Where is the daughter?
No, it's Courtney and Austin that'd be listening.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right, because we talked about where Caden is. Yep. I gotcha.
Yep. Caden's at my aunt's house, so with it, playing with his cousins, because they don't have school today.
Right.
And then Courtney and Austin are at their grandma's.
A lot of people didn't have school today. But you know, that's fun to spend a day with grandma.
Yeah.
I would enjoy spending a day with grandma.
Oh, I love my grandma.
I always have a lot of fun with my grandmothers. So.
I lived with mine for a while, so that was always, I always have fun with her.
It's a joyful time.
Yeah.
This holiday season. And then tonight, you're going to get the tree and put it up.
Yeah.
For 7 days.
For seven? Well, no, it'll be like 9 days. Because I'll probably take it down the day after.
Now, why do you? I leave mine up till New Year's.
Well, maybe.
Because it's such a big project.
Maybe since I put it up so late, then I will. But I don't know.
You'll get together tonight and you'll sing Old Christmas Tree and.
Oh, well, I don't know about all
Rudolph,
that.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and all this. But I, as I was saying, I'm at the crossroads because the next 3 days I'm very busy. So I don't know that any shopping is going to take place the next 3 days. And Saturday, next 4 days, I'm kind of busy. So Sunday and Monday are really it.
Do you need me to go shopping with you?
Well, I don't know about that.
Why not?
Well, because we've never done that before, and I'm not really sure how it would go.
Oh, it'd be fun.
You think?
And you can't say that we've never done that before, because you told people the story about how we were in Hobby Lobby, and you touched my forehead.
Oh, that is true. You had a Picasso on your forehead.
Right. So you can't say that we've never gone shopping before.
And I got it all over my thumb.
Right.
Well, I guess we did one time go shopping together.
Right.
But it was just that one time.
It was fun.
Well, it was. You didn't look like you were having fun, though, when I made that joke to the cashier. And the cashier just burst out in laughter.
And then when you called the people at Meijer and told them I was shoplifting.
Oh, that was fun, wasn't
no.
it?
No. That's not fun.
And I didn't think you were listening because you had walked away at that point. And then you went back and recited the whole conversation that I was having on the phone with the people at Meijer to tell them that you were shoplifting.
Right, and I was not.
Doesn't that say Christmas, though, to you?
No.
To me, that's Christmas.
What, shoplifting?
Reporting a shoplifter.
Oh. But I wasn't shoplifting. I've never done that before in my life.
Well, I don't know that. I mean, I can't vouch for you or anything.
Well, I mean, I'm not asking you to.
What's your favorite Christmas cookie?
Peanut butter with the Hershey Kisses in the middle.
Favorite Christmas song?
Oh, Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah. I'm not singing, but yeah.
You have, though.
Oh, yeah.
I have heard you sing that song.
Yeah.
Poorly, but you did it.
Right, right.
Were you ever much of a singer? Were you in choir? Did you ever do anything like that?
Yeah, I did not, like, in high school or anything. Oh. Like, I did the programs that I had to do in elementary school. I sang for church, like, in the church choir when I was little.
Do you remember any of the songs?
No. Nobody could sing then, though, so it doesn't matter.
You've got a case of early onset forgettables.
Right.
How's that letter coming that you started to write 2 hours ago?
Well, I have three sentences.
Three sentences. Now, by the time this letter is finished, what will it be?
Oh, I don't know. I was trying to make it long, but...
Well, it better be long.
Oh.
When I pull it out in 2040, I want to be able to read something.
In 2040.
In 2040. Now, how old will I be in 2040?
Mm.
In 2040, I'll be just turning 40.
I'm not going to...
Right?
I'm not going to state... Right. How old will I be?
Old.
That's 20 years.
You'd be 48.
I'd be 47. I'm only 27.
Yeah, but you'll be close to 48.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I still have like 8 months for my birthday, so...
It's in August.
It is.
I do know when your birthday is.
Yeah, I know when your birthday is.
I don't know if you do or not.
I do.
Take a guess.
February 24th.
Not February 24th.
Yes, it is.
That's not my birthday.
That is your birthday. We've already had this discussion.
Now, you who say you can't remember anything, how do you remember that?
Oh, I'm good at remembering numbers. That's so random. Like dates.
Really?
Dates and phone numbers.
You're like Rain Man.
Yeah.
You know, there was some talk the other day that there's some problem with people and Santa Claus. People are getting angry, I guess, because people see Santa Claus in different ways. Because of they don't want a female Santa Claus. They don't want a an African-American Santa Claus has caused a bunch of kerfluffle places. I don't understand that. I mean, how you see Santa Claus is how you see Santa Claus.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I get, like, the female Santa Claus in a way.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get, because I think Santa Claus is probably a man, but I don't know why people make such big deals of this stuff.
Who cares what color he is?
Yeah, but that's, and that makes me feel sad, because why mess with that? I mean, if you want a certain Santa Claus, have that certain Santa Claus.
Right.
But who cares what other people want to do?
Did you see there was a surfing Santa Claus?
Right. I mean, how many different ways have we done? We've had slim Santa Clauses. You know, nobody ever complains about that, though. Like, if you have a skinny person in the Santa Claus suit, people don't flip out about that.
I will. I'm just kidding.
You would like that. That would be an unhappy moment for you. I don't know. It's strange what people pick out.
Right. I don't understand it.
Because everything changes over time.
Why does everyone have to be so particular?
Well, it's like last year when it started here in Ohio. People got all upset about that Baby It's Cold Outside song.
I love that song.
Well, it's because of the Me Too thing. They didn't like the idea that he was trying to coax her to stay by giving her a drink, I think, or something like that. But that's not what the song is really trying to say. It's just he wants her to stay because it's cold outside.
Well, and you know, it's funny because most people that get offended by that are not even people that have been through anything like that. It's just people that think those people should be offended.
Well, I think if you've been through the seriousness of it, that song would seem minor the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
And what is the song going to do? That's what I don't understand. Is the song going to make somebody do that who would not do it heretofore?
No.
I don't get it.
No, definitely not.
And we've got a whole lot of stuff planned. Because how many shows do I have till Christmas? I have 3 more shows this week and 2 shows next week.
Oh.
So 5 more to go.
Yeah.
Before the big holiday.
Like, technically, you're going to have 6 more because then you have the Christmas program.
Program Thursday night.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
So there's technically 6.
I got to check and make sure we have all the sheet music for the sing-along.
It's probably in one of these boxes.
No, I think it's in a folder. I think I know where it is. And then Charlie always reads 'Twas the Night Before Christmas that night, and it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of a planned encounter. We take a lot of pictures that night, so they'll be up on Facebook. That's always fun.
Oh. See, I'm missing everything.
That's one of the big things is our Christmas party.
Well, I guess I'll just have to wait and see what time Caden's program's over.
And people come in their Christmas clothes, and it's fun.
Oh, I don't know if I'll come in Christmas clothes, but...
Do you have Christmas clothes?
Yeah.
You're certainly not wearing them today.
No.
You're dressed like you're going into the army today.
No, you can't wear this in the army. I have on leggings and a sweatshirt. It's camo, but it's not like... It's not even army camo. It's gray.
What did you ask Santa Claus for this year? You told me last night. I thought that was interesting.
Oh, a cricket.
A cricket?
Yeah. And a press so I can make shirts.
So you're into shirt making now?
Yeah.
This is your new life, shirt making.
I can make like a store on Etsy and sell shirts.
So you want a cricket for your Etsy?
My Etsy.
See, people years from now will have no idea what I just said.
Right. But I see shirts online all the time that I like. And if I can make it myself, you know how much money that'd save me?
So you buy a lot of shirts with names on them.
No, like just different sayings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, let's get ready for Tuesday, y'all.
Today is Tuesday.
Right.
Yep.
Well, we have another Tuesday before Christmas. We still have one more.
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
Next Tuesday's Christmas Eve, and then the following Tuesday is New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Then we'll be into 2020, the big 2020. 2-0.
I know. I'm excited.
Did I tell you the thing? I mentioned it on the air. You heard it, where somebody said they were going to have to rename the show 2020.
Oh, yeah.
It's about vision. It's not about the year. When I heard somebody say that, I was shocked.
You know, I'm really excited for the new decade for 2020 because, like, 2010 and on was just a really, it was just a really bad decade. Some really bad things happened, and so I'm ready to start a new decade, and hopefully it just changes everything.
This could be the greatest decade of your life, and when 2030 hits, you'll say, wow, that was a great decade.
Yeah, it could be.
It could be. Well, it was fun having you here this morning again. Apparently, people do like having you on.
You know, I have two kids graduate this decade, like in 20.
It's going to be a big decade.
Oh.
You could be married another 6 or 7 times. You never know.
Maybe.
It could happen.
It could.
It was fun having you here today. Adam, the Computer Guy Show today, 2 to 3. Linda Sims, Voice of a People, 4 to 5. Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5 to 6. And then tomorrow morning, we'll do it all again. I'll be here 8 to 10. Charlie Evers, 10 to 12. Glenn Coble, 12 to 1. And Nate Redman, 4 to 5 tomorrow. Also, the Trinity Baptist Church, 6 to 7. So I'm done for the day. Say goodbye, Bales.
Bye, y'all.
Oh, good Lord. There's the South in your mouth. Have a great day. Talk with you tomorrow.
You see, if reindeer really know how to fly.